I'd go out on the ocean, and if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Just be me and Trevor. We'll go riding through them movies, and we'd buy a boat, and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said, "King Wasabi, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride home my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat."
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, April the 13th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I have to make sure my flight crew's all here. Dan, are you in the navigator seat? Okay, I don't know about Dan. Daryl, are you in the co-pilot seat?
Yes, sir. I'm ready for the checklist.
Okay. Well, Dan must have stepped back into the toilet for a minute. But we're going to get ready to roll here, get ready to gear it up and hit the throttle. And you can give me some flaps, and we'll be out of here. We'll be making stops on the way, pulling into whatever airport across the country or the world that somebody wants to join into the mix and step on the plane for a bit. Now, today, folks, all week there's been all this back and forth stuff about Syria and launching missiles into Syria and Russia's going to retaliate and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, a lot of the hosts are even scratching their head going, what do you make of this stuff? So, Daryl, as we roll down the runway and we hit the air and put the gear up, tell me, before we enter into this, what are your current thoughts regarding this issue?
Well, it's my current thoughts are that for the last 2 weeks we've been whipsawed, and that's an old farmer expression about a whipsaw and a saw blade, and it'll swing one way and then it'll swing back hard the other way, and it looks like it's going out of control, and then you take your hands off it and it settles down. So I'm left in a greater state of wonder than I was a week ago. So that's my overall perspective.
Okay, I've tuned in to Rivero's show. I've listened to, and by the way, I've got an article up here, Pete in California, I want to give a shout out to. Pete sends me all kinds of information here, so I want to thank Pete for that. But I listened to Rivero. Pete called into Rivero's show, and they were talking about this the other day. And John Stapman and I have had conversations privately on this, and you know, we have been scratching our heads going, okay, are they stupid enough to actually start launching missiles into Damascus? And you know, Trump puts out this tweet that was just really bizarre. Let me see if I can find exactly what he said. Okay. The tweet that Trump puts out: Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Well, get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice and new and smart. Now, I'm going to emphasize, folks, nice and new and smart. Okay? Now, I want you to hold that thought for a bit, because the last time we launched any missiles into Syria, Daryl, if you recall, those missiles weren't that smart, you know, because they missed their targets, right?
Yeah, it was only like 10% of them actually did any damage at all. Yeah,
right. Okay, so then he continues on here. Now, remember, I'm going to put the pieces of this puzzle together here. And by the way, I could be wrong. However, let me lay this whole thing out, and then we'll get input. Daryl, I want to hear your input from this. I'll open the phone lines. I'll listen to any input from anybody, because everybody's scratching their head about this. So Trump tweets out. He
I'll
says,
go out
get
here.
Ready.
You listen on here.
What's that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
All right. Anyway, get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and smart. And then he goes on to say, you shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. Now, according to Phil McConnell, Donald Trump's got an IQ of 154. He knows that's nonsense. He knows better than that. He knows that Bashar al-Assad has no reason, especially at this point in the civil war, to gas his own people. And I've got a map down here in this article that Pete sent me that I'm going to kind of give you guys an overview of it. All right, but then we've got another tweet that comes in from the Russian ambassador in Beirut, and he says, if there is a strike by the Americans on Syria, then the missiles will be downed and even the sources from which the missile were fired. Now, that is Zazipkin. He told Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV, and he was speaking in Arabic. Now, okay, so at the onset, what does this do? Number one, it creates a whole lot of fear in not just our society, but a number of different societies. Would you not agree with that, Daryl?
Oh, absolutely. It gets everybody very anxious, and I guess the word would be neurotic, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it would. And so is this – but here's the question you have to ask yourself, is this by design? Now, in speaking of all that, I want to take you back here. Many of you folks may remember about 2 months ago, and by the way, I'm going to tie this all in, so bear with me here. About 2 months ago, I picked up the former kicker of the Arizona Cardinals in my Uber, Neil Rackers. Remember that, Daryl? Okay.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that, yeah.
Okay, and so I had a pleasant conversation with him and his lovely wife. Took him to the airport, just a down-to-earth guy, nice as you could be. Wouldn't think for a minute other than his build. You know, a lot of those sports figures have a holier-than-thou attitude. He didn't. Okay, so I went home that night, and I put him in a search engine, and I pulled up this 52-second video clip, and it was a promotional video of him. I think he was in between teams at the time, and he lined up four footballs on the 40-yard line, which would be a 50-yard field goal, and he looked at the camera, and he said, I'm going to kick two of these, and it's going to hit the left goal post, and I'm going to kick two of these, and it's going to hit the right goal post, and he did it, all four of them. Then he turned around at the end, and he looked at the camera, and he said, now, who wants to hire me? Right? Now, hold that thought in mind here. Let's go back to this first tweet. Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and smart, i.e., unlike the last ones they sent in here, right? So, let's take a look at... Okay, let's take a look at this from a completely different perspective here for a moment, and maybe we can just kind of settle people's fears just a little bit, because it's not just people. You know, I've been worried about it as well. So has Rivera, so has Statmiller, so has many talk show hosts been worried about it, okay? So let me ask you a question, Daryl. What is the largest slice of the United States budget allotted to?
Well, that would be the military.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That would be.
It's very close with Social Security and the other benefits. They're very close now, but yeah, the military is the biggest share.
Right. Okay. So you've got, and it's upwards of about $700 billion. Plus, you got another $700 billion that went into this omnibus budget thing, right? Okay. Now,
correct.
Let's hold on to that thought. Let's move forward a little bit. We've got the leaders of China. We've got the leaders of the leader of Syria, Bashar al-Assad. We've got Vladimir Putin, who's a very, very extremely good chess player, very intelligent man. Not saying that he walks on water, but I'm saying that he's rational. And so is the Chinese president, and so is the Syrian president. Okay, who are the only players in this game that we look at and we question their rationale? Who would that be, Daryl?
Well, the people who I question their sanity are the neocons. the Zionist neocons that have infiltrated the government. Yeah, Congress.
Right. Okay, so we're going to play a little bit of Where's Waldo, all right? Because if okay. we look at this administration, we're looking at war hawks. We're looking at John Bolton, who Trump appointed, okay? We're looking at people that are in that schism, if you will, in the Pentagon that are literally nuts. I mean, these people have actually talked about the fact that they think they can win a nuclear war. How do you win a nuclear war? It's just like a divorce. The only thing that wins is the lawyers. You might win the war, okay, because one section of land is more burnt up than another section of land, but we're all dead, except for the ones that went underground with a year or two's worth of food, and then they come up thinking, okay, it's all over. We can go out now to this new green planet, and it's all going to be a cinder. So no rational thinking individual is going to allow that to happen. And the escalation that would happen by these two tweets that I just read, okay, one by Donald Trump, and there's a message in there, if you catch it, nice and new and smart. So let's take a look at this from another perspective. Do any of these world leaders, I'm talking about the world leader, Donald Trump, okay, IQ of 154, you know, fending off the deep state and has been since he's been in office. All right, Vladimir Putin, who wants nothing but peace. The Chinese are over there scratching their heads, but they've also jumped in the mix and said, no, this is a really bad idea. Not only that all rational thinking individuals can say without reservation that a nuclear war is a bad idea. Okay, right, Daryl?
Well, yeah, that's the one thing I would agree with them on. Yeah, bad idea.
Okay, so we've got that. So we've got this big slice of the U.S. budget that we know is put into building missiles and bombs. There's a huge profit in it, all right? So let me pose this to you for a moment, just like Neil Rackert's promotional video. What is that? My gosh. Just like Neil Rackert's promotional video, the last time that Donald Trump launched missiles into Syria, they tipped the Russians off, they tipped the Syrians off ahead of time, and they launched it at a place that they knew would do no damage, right? So, that being said, is this, well, first of all, it implants fear into not only the United States, the people of the United States, but the nations of the world. Is this not more of a demonstration? Because when I read Get Ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice, new, and smart. Remember, since 1871, we have not had a constitution. All right, we're under the rules of commerce. Launch those missiles in, nice, new, and smart. Tip them off again that they're going to go into and hit a place smartly that nobody's going to get injured, and then turn around and look at the world and say, okay, now who wants to buy some? Your thoughts, Daryl?
Well, to support that thesis, I would refer to another statement by the U.S. government in this last week that said that they would warn ahead of time wherever they were going to send them, which would preclude killing supposedly Russian soldiers. Could it really be all that cynical that this is just war profiteering? Is wow.
Well, no, and the more I look at this, because I'm just scrolling down to this map here. All right, first of all, let me interject this, that in looking at this, where the ongoing conflict is right now is in Eastern Ghouta. Now, supposedly, Bashar al-Assad gassed a hospital full of children. Okay, there is absolutely no evidence of that. I believe he has invited the who is it? What do they call that group that comes in there and investigates? I can't remember. They've got a name. He's invited them, and also the Rut. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't.
It wasn't the White Hats, was it?
No. The White Hats are the people that are actually instigating this. But I'm talking about this outside organization. I think it might be set up by the UN to go in and investigate. Well, they don't want anybody to go in and investigate because there's nothing that happened there. There is no evidence whatsoever. There's just a bunch of pictures that were put on the internet by these white helmets that show these bodies stacked up. But upon intervention into the hospital, supposedly in the basement they had all these bodies, these corpses, there's nothing there. So when I'm looking at this map, I'm looking at the amount of control of what factions have on this map. And right now, the Syrian government forces under Bashar al-Assad, I would say, are in possession of, about half of Syria, okay? The half that means anything. There's part of Syria, there's just nothing there. There's no mineral, no oil, no nothing, okay? It's just like desert, right? Okay, so there's nothing worth having. But when you look at this map, and by the way, you can look at the title of this article, folks, is, hold on a second, The Deep State Closes In on Donald, and it's by David Stockman. And in here, there's a map. So if you want to, you know, search engine it, you can pull it up and look at it with me. But the extreme southern tip, not actually the not the southern tip, but the west tip towards the south of Syria, there's a tiny little splotch that is still held by, well, call them what you will, ISIL, ISIS, al-Qaeda, whoever it is, okay? But it's just a small span. In reference to the entire map of Syria, it's like probably, I don't know, 1/200th. So there's a small little splotch there. Go ahead.
Michael, that's right next to the Golan Heights in Israel.
Isn't that coincidental? Right next to the Golan Heights. No, nothing's by coincidence. They just happen to be right by the Golan Heights where Israel is stealing their oil, Syrian oil, right? I see. Hold on a second. Who is this? Just a second. I'm on the air, Tom. Hold the fort here for just a second, Daryl. Hold on. Tom?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the
air. While Michael's off answering another phone call,
call me back after one. All right, bye.
Try to occupy some time here.
That was kind of dumb. That was Tom Lacavara.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Oh, go ahead. Did you have something you want to say?
No, we were just waiting on you, Michael. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you've got this tiny little splotch of ISIL. Actually, it's ISIS, the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, that is just controlling that one little splotch that just coincidentally is in the Golan Heights, where Israel's stealing the oil. Okay. Then you've got about half the country that is in the control of the Syrian government forces, right? You've got Kurdish forces that occupy about a little more than a third of the upper half of Syria, all right? And the rebel forces are, guess where? Right around ISIS in the Golan Heights, okay? And up near Idlib, which is in the northern part, okay? But as you look at this map, you can tell by looking at it what the desired places are in Syria and the control and who has the control. And you can see that Bashar al-Assad is about, I'd say 90%, 85 to 90%. He's won the war. All right, so now the ongoing conflict is in eastern Ghouta, which, by the way, is exactly the hospital where they gassed the children, right? Which they try to blame on Bashar al-Assad, who has absolutely no strategic reason to do so. Okay?
Well,
so, go ahead.
I could point out at this point that, as the Russians said, show us the corpses. They've shown some pictures of some children having water sprinkled on them, but they've shown no corpses. None. There's no evidence.
Right. That's my point exactly. And I really don't want to go in here and read this whole article. I'm trying to remember what the name of that organization is that they normally send in to investigate this stuff. There's a name for it, and I can't remember what it is. Oh, it's the OPCW. The OPCW investigates on a way to Duma in their right mind would not wait for an assessment of what actually happened last Saturday. We hear the music. We'll be back after the... I think it's the music. Did I just hear the music? No, I didn't hear the music.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Okay. All right, folks. We'll be back in three and continue with this. Michael Herzog with my co-pilot, Daryl, and my navigator, Dan. Be right back.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my co-pilot, Daryl, and my navigator, Dan. I want to read just a quick excerpt, just a small sentence out of this article. At this point, indeed, the only thing that a regime change attempt at this late date would accomplish is a resurrection of the remnants of ISIL, the small black specks, as I talked about, which is about 1/200 the size of the country, or an upwelling of chaos from the three or four islets, the green areas, the warring gangs of rebels or jihadists or Salafists or bloodthirsty warlords that they now nominally control, but not a lot, okay? So whose best interest is it to keep this war going, Daryl?
Well, when you ask the question, the age-old question, cui bono, who benefits, at this point, let me see, the Syrian people, no, I don't think so. How about the United States citizen? No, I can't imagine that happening. I don't see any benefit there. How about the Russians? They help keep Syria installed. The only one I can come up with, Michael, is Israel. How's that?
Very good. Okay, I might even give you the controls here. No, I better not do that. Anyways, okay. So I'm just kidding. All right. So the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, all right, is down there, coincidentally, right at the Golan Heights, which is the warring territory down there. And so the only people that have any interest in keeping this war going is the Israelis, so they can continue to steal the oil from the Golan Heights. All right? So tell me, then, what sense does it make? What rational geopolitical does it make to risk a nuclear war by launching American missiles at Damascus? It makes no sense. Now, do you think that Donald Trump doesn't know that, Daryl?
Well, it doesn't make sense to a rational, non-psychopathic man or woman. But, when it sounded like the missile strike was going to come, the stock market went up. So what part of the stock market went up? Was it the military-industrial complex stocks that went up? Was, I guess if you're a war profiteer, maybe you want a war to have your stocks go up. If your 401k is invested in war munitions, you know, that might put a smile on your face.
It's interesting that you mention that, because I had a conversation not long back with one of my contacts who is in Army intelligence, and we got to talking about Donald Trump, and I asked, I said, do you think he's a one-term president? And he said, no, he'll be reelected. And I said, why would you say that? You know, according to the polls, you know, he's in the toilet, which we don't believe the polls anyway. But he said, as long as America's, and I remember this quote, he says, as long as Americans have money in their pocket and the stock market's going up, okay, he says, they'll vote him back in. That's all Americans care about. And I thought about that. And then I started mentioning to him, we got on the topic of how these politicians get into office, and they come in there, you know, not rich. A lot of them come in there, and they're just normal people that get a shot at it, like Ken Buck. And they get into buying these defense stocks because they have insider trading on them, because they also have control of the no-bid contracts for these defense contractors. So they come in with relatively nothing, and they leave, if ever, with millions and millions and millions of dollars in the bank. And interestingly enough, when I was on that topic with him, guess what the majority of his stock was, Daryl? Over to you.
Let me take a wild guess here and say it was Northrop Grumman and Raytheon and Boeing and
oh, three bingos. Stocks. Oh, three bingos right in a row. Three bingos right in a row. So yeah, these guys, you know, and here's the sad part of this. You know, to a large degree, he's right. As long as America has, you know, money in their bank accounts, and as long as the economy is rolling along good, then yes, they're going to vote him back in. Not to say that it's not a good thing. That still has to play out. But I'll give you a prime example. Look at what happened to the economy back during the Jimmy Carter administration when interest rates were up as high as 21-22%. All right? The Americans voted him out. So does this guy not have a point? And what is a large portion of that based upon? It's based upon commerce and the military-industrial complex and the sale of missiles and bombs and what have you. Am I right so far?
Well, you're in agreement. Your thesis is in agreement with my thinking. I mean, listen, the only way the stock market can continue to go up is as if it's artificially propped up by tech stocks, which are falling. And so now the only way to keep the stock market up is to through the military-industrial complex card. Of mm-hmm. course, that also is a hegemony or a force issue to continue to drive other people to use the dollar. So they're trying to prop the dollar up at the same time.
Right, okay, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Phone lines will be open the rest of the show today. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my co-pilot, Daryl, and my navigator, Dan. Now, the reason that I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on this article is because the way this guy writes is a little bit bizarre. So, I'll point this out. just the way he formulates his writing. He says, if you are in the spanking business owing to bad behavior, which means that if you're going to launch missiles at Bashar al-Assad because he supposedly gassed these children in a hospital, he goes on to say, then just within the region, you would also need to administer the rod to al-Sisi in Egypt and Erdogan in Turkey, and also to Washington's on-and-off wards in Baghdad, and to the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia for his genocidal tactics on Yemen. And while you were at it, why not even Bibi Netanyahu be spared the birch, given his periodic lawn-mowing exercises on the Gaza Strip? It's a little bit bizarre the way he writes, but he's got a point. Anyway, the main point is that Bashar al-Assad has never attacked, he's never threatened, he's never even looked cross-eyed at the United States. So you would have thought that administering spankings to international malefactors in the business of Washington's permanent war party, not the leader of America first. To be sure, the only evidence we have to date is the gruesome images posted on the internet by the Dumas Revolution, which we don't credit because it is a tool of the good folks in Jaish al-Islam, or the Army of Islam, who were holding 3,200 pro-Assad hostages in cages when the attack happened. But even if Assad is culpable, why is Donald Trump getting out the birch switch if he doesn't mean to effectuate regime change? So, yes, you know, inconsistency is Trump's middle name. And John and I were talking about this yesterday, Daryl. You know, he'll come out and say one thing, and all of a sudden, a day later, he'll tweet something the exact opposite. Now, is this by design? Is he doing this deliberately to keep people confused and scratching their head? What are your thoughts on that, Daryl?
Well, right before I address that specifically, I just want to reinforce that there's extreme level of hypocrisy that you just laid out, and I think the word is hypocrisy. It's become very apparent to me and many other people, and this is what they're writing, is that we, as in the U.S. and NATO, And the coalition of the willing are the very thing that they're fighting against. They are what they're fighting against. And so they try to take the high ground, but they're the ones that are perpetrating it. And, you know, what we have going on in Syria, to my estimation, is a solution looking for a problem. They're looking for a problem. And,
very well.
And they have the solution, so now all we have to do is get the problem.
Get the problem, right. Okay. The problem is they've been looking for a regime change for a long time. That is the problem. They can't find a solution to the problem because not only the people of the United States, but the people of the world aren't buying this anymore. With that, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, you're on with Michael and Daryl. How are you?
Oh, real good, Mike. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Not to get off track, but was yesterday's show a repeat or was that live?
No, that was a repeat.
Oh, okay. Because I wanted to mention something to you. You might want to look into this, but you mentioned three prominent, very rich people that were opponents of the Federal Reserve Act were
right
on that ship. And one of them was Isadora...
Strauss.
Oh, what the heck. Strauss.
Isadora Strauss, Benjamin Guggenheim, and John Jacob Astor. Go ahead.
Okay. Isadora Strauss, I don't know if you knew this or not, but he was planning to fund Nikola Tesla with his... free energy, free electric.
No, I didn't know that, but that's interesting. It's just one more reason that he'd be lured on that ship, don't you think, Jerry?
I kind of think so, and J.P. Morgan had funded Tesla with the Wardenclyffe project and also sabotaged it and almost killed Tesla in the sabotage of it with the burning of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever find out more information, get a hold of Farron Schultz because he is a big fan of Nikola Tesla, so am I. But I mean, that would be interesting to find out because, you know, you take that time in history when those three people died, we got a Federal Reserve, and we also, if you remember, Nikola Tesla or J.P. Morgan when he was funding it says, "What? Where would we put the meter if everybody got free electricity, wireless?" So we might have all had free electricity. We wouldn't need currency or anything else like that because now you can do whatever you want in the world with all the power you want free.
Right, but they're never going to let that happen, Jerry, because it's just one of the many ways that they bleed your wallet.
That's exactly right. I mean, think about it. Electric cars instead of the Rockefellers getting rich on petroleum, you know, and things like that. So.
Jerry. Now, let us be clear here. This petroleum, this is fossil fuel, okay? This is created by dead dinosaurs. Remember that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Star pits and bones gather. Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
But, hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. You guys have a fantastic weekend.
All right, you too, Jerry. Thanks a lot for calling in. Hey, by the way, I want to say I appreciate you too. John appreciates you very much. I appreciate you too, Jerry. Okay?
Thank you.
Welcome. All right. So he has a good point. Folks, I did that show last year. Actually, it was May 1st of last year I did that show. And that was a show, Daryl, I put together, and it took me a long time to do. And it was one of those things that you put together, and when you get through with it, you want to just admire it for a week or two, you know, before you put it on the air. Because once you put it on the air, then it goes into the archives, and that's it. But I thought I'd do that yesterday, first of all, because as you and I had talked, it was a needed day off. I was really behind on a lot of stuff, folks, and I had to do a lot of catching up, which even today I've still got much to do. Finally, you know, those DVDs that I ordered from Jim and Joanne Moriarty, they never came in, and we finally tracked it down today after about four phone calls back and forth. Come to find out, PayPal sent it to the wrong address. So as soon as I get off the show, I got to go get my oil changed, and I got to run 30 miles over to Scottsdale to pick those up. Then I got to go deliver one to Erskine. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just running around crazy like a chicken with my head cut off. So I apologize for taking the day off. Go ahead.
Call Uber and get a ride over there. If you call Uber, you can get a ride over to Scottsdale. So
yeah, call Uber. All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well,
back to
what we were talking about. Yeah, we were talking about Donald Trump, and I don't know any other word to describe his behavior is other than schizophrenic. On you know, if you take it at face value, there seems to be schizophrenia. You know, it's like he has voices talking to him. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe he does. Maybe he does have some voices talking to him.
Oh, I'm sure he's got questions. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, there's no continuity. There doesn't appear to be any continuity and consistency in this businessman's narrative. Okay, he seems to be all over the place, which is not really consistent with, you know, his agenda and the way he talks. So, what other voices is he transmuting here? Is he getting pressure from somewhere to go back and forth?
Well, I would think that probably the biggest thorn in his hind end right now is Beetleboken, Benjamin Netanyahu. Because if we pull out of there and Assad wins that war, they're going to recapture the Golan Heights, which belongs to them anyway. And Israel can't afford that because they're too busy stealing the oil out from it. You know, so, but this is part and parcel to Israel. I mean, look at the land that they've stolen from the Palestinians. And, you know, you have to ask yourself the question. Trump signed that executive order on December 21st about the violation of human rights. And Israel is consistently, up to this day, violating the human rights of the Palestinians to the point where some of their IDF soldiers are even sniping Palestinians, doing nothing, and making videos out of it and laughing about it. And then somebody else is coming out, some official comes out and says, oh, well, no, he was going to, that guy was going to start a riot, or he was part of Hamas. They have no proof of that whatsoever. They just have to make something up. And when you look at that, well, and you're saying, go ahead. I'm sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, here again, the Israelis, the IDF, is what they claim to be fighting. They are the ones, they should be fighting themselves if they were against terrorism, okay? They are what they claim to be fighting. This is the same strategy, and it confuses people's minds because, well, we give them too much credit for logic. They're not being logical in the sense that the narrative they put out is counter to what their actions are. So they are who they claim to be fighting, and So, I mean, this is all a bigger strategy, is it not, for the Greater Israel Project, which encompasses Egypt, parts of Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Lebanon, all the way up into Turkey. If they get their way, we'll be at war for the next 200 years.
Well, yeah, but let me expound on that just a little bit here, Daryl, because, you know, we're talking about the Greater Expansion of Israel Project, and I've looked at the map, and, obviously, again, coincidentally, you overlay that map, and it just happens to be where we're fighting, you know. But it's beyond that, because Israel, let's put it this way, Zion is already worldwide with a myriad of its leaders right there in Washington, D.C., so you look at the big picture of this, and one could, you know, equate that Zionism really is looking to take over the world, you know, because they look at the effect that they have on the United States. You might as well be saluting the flag to the United States of Israel, because they are wagging our dog. Wow, there's somebody calling from Sun City, Arizona. All right. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here. Let's talk to Gil. Are you in Sun City, Arizona, Gil?
Yes, sir. Yes, the Valley of the Sun, Sun City.
Well, I'm on the other side of the valley, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, I listen to you all the time, and this is the first time I've called, but I just wanted to direct you to SputnikNews.com, which is a Russian website. And their headline is very, very revealing. They have absolute proof that the United Kingdom did the false gas attack, because here's what they did. They have found the people that were in that gas filming, and they've shown them being interviewed saying they were paid to do the filming. And they were paid to run into the hospital all panicky and telling the doctors that there's gas attacks and all that. Russia has absolute proof now. But I bet you won't see that in the news media. But go to Sputnik News, and they're showing, they're interviewing the people that were gassed. So that's all I wanted to pass on to you.
Oh, that's phenomenal. And thank you for being a listener. You're not that far from me. How long have you been listening?
No, I'm right there near 111th Avenue.
How long have you been listening?
Oh, on and off. Well, probably pretty regularly lately. I always listen to Mike Rivero. I've been listening to Mike for maybe 6-7 years or so, what really happened. I started looking at his website maybe 15 years ago when he first started. But I've been listening to your program probably about a year or so.
Well, I appreciate that. Honestly, I do. It's funny, Daryl and Gil, that I get these emails from people, and it's humbling, really. I get these emails from people all over the world, as far away as China and Thailand and the UK and Scotland and, you know, Australia. Wow. And, you know, technology the way it is today, I know there's, and you probably know this, Gil, there's a local radio station here, KFNX 1100 in Phoenix, AM, and that's where I started my radio career. And this guy is still, to this day, he's the hardest closer I ever met, and to this day, he's still continuing to send me emails to try to get me to go in there and go back on the air, of which I won't do, because to me, terrestrial radio is too limiting. You've got whatever your wattage is and so forth, and you can cover a specific area. But with technology the way it is today, you can go all around the world, you know, and it's free, or close to free. Yeah. So anyway, I appreciate you listening.
I just want to pass on to you. I listened to KFNX when Dr. Pierce was on there from the National Alliance, and so that's how far back I go.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. By the way, let me ask you. I didn't hear Rivero's show yesterday. Was Rivero talking about or being very concerned about this whole serious situation?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and actually can't wait to see what he has to say today because, he was very concerned. You know, like you said, World War III is a pretty bad idea.
Well, yeah, but let me ask you this question before I let you go. What are your thoughts about the fact that if you look at this in the concept of commerce, and they may do this as a demonstration to hit a base or two over there that they've already tipped them off and nobody's on, to be able to turn around and say, okay, see, our missiles work. Do you want to buy some? Because I don't think anybody in that top level of position, other than these insane lower level neocon war hawks, are going to be stupid enough to actually trigger World War III. I don't think that's going to happen. We've seen it get close at the Bay of Pigs, okay, and it probably has happened a couple times after that. But anybody with any rationale would know that they're going to make the world into a parking lot, a cinder. Your thoughts on that?
I agree with your analysis. This is only to push more military hardware to be built so that the Zionists can stuff their pockets. Valery Gerasimov, which is the head of the military in Russia, this guy doesn't talk a whole lot. He doesn't say very much, but he did say that they're going to strike our missiles and their platforms. That includes submarines, airplanes, and ships. This guy doesn't, he would do it. And, Trump backed down, and I think it's just all a big bluff. And they may send a few missiles and warn Putin in advance, and they'll hit some hollow place in the desert just as a butch show-off. And you're right. That way they'll tell the world behind closed doors that, look, we're going to strike this spot in Syria. It's not going to hurt anybody, but we'll show you how accurate our missiles are, and then some other countries will buy them. So your analysis is right, spot on, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. The bottom line is that, and it's concerned me, but I've been watching, the people that I've talked to, that are in the know, and specifically a number of talk show hosts that are very concerned about this. And I took a breath yesterday. I took the day off, and I just was, as I was going through my day, taking care of errands and so forth, just thinking about this rationally, going, nah, this isn't going to happen. There's because we are in an age of commerce. Our laws are commerce. All crimes are commercial crimes. Everything is about sales. Everything is about money. Everything is about the stock market. Everything is about padding their coffers, how big a car or how big a house they have, all this stuff. And you start a nuclear strike, and all that stuff goes bye-bye forever. Yep. They're not going to do that, Gil. They're not going to do that.
No, they're not. It's going to be, if there is anything, it's going to be a repeat of last year. Putin won't do anything, and Putin He's a smart man. He doesn't want nuclear war. And once we show off our little, firecrackers, Putin will just keep on, doing what he's doing, which is getting rid of the terrorists. And I really think that Putin is getting rid of the Zionists, too. So to me, he's my hero. I mean, I'll take him over our president any day.
Yep. Well, we're just playing with our tinker toys, Gil. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Daryl, you want to comment?
I appreciate that. Thank you. Take care.
Spot on.
I'll hang up.
Yeah. Thanks, Gil. He's spot on. That's a great call.
Tell you what, we got to
paying attention.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to jump on the plane, folks. It's Open Line Friday. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Co-pilot and Dan, my navigator. Daryl, you want to take another phone call?
That'd be great.
Okay. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on with Daryl and Michael. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Okay, I got a few things. I got a few things here. This is unbelievable. In the middle of Tucker Carlson's show last night, he did this story about how Bank of America was going to stop loaning money to companies that manufacture assault weapons. And in his little diatribe, which I'm sure he wrote himself and he put on a teleprompter and read it, he said that America's going to the Chinese model. And the Chinese model is democracy takes too long. So these Antifa, these Soros-funded leftist, anti-white, anti-Christian groups, they just go to corporations now. And what's happening is, we just heard the whole week of Zuckerberg. All we got out of Zuckerberg is that Facebook exists for the purpose of data mining. Mm-hmm. So the Operation Mockingbird media, this government with its hypocrisy and inconsistency, they throw all this stuff at us, and everybody gets on Twitter and Facebook, and they call into Alex Jones, and they respond to it. And there's a dossier made on everybody on what their point of view is. And with the dossier comes your credit score. So if you're pro-Second Amendment, if you're anti-gay, if you hold on to these American founders' sentiments about throwing off tyranny, you're not going to get a job, you're not going to get a car loan, you're not going to get a mortgage. That's where we're going.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, and I'll let you continue, John, but you just brought up an interesting point. Daryl, you know, I look at my credit score every month, and my daughter, who was heavy into the loan business, had told me, she laid out a template for me to build up my credit score, and it worked. And what, John, you just made a great point, because I've been going at everything just in the exact order that she expelled it out, and my credit score had been climbing for the last, I would say, about a year, close to a year, and doing everything the same every month. And I look at my credit score last week, and it went down 3 points with no viable explanation. Now, could that somehow be tied into what you're talking about, John?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Think of the history of the Syria thing that's been going on for 9 days. AIPAC and Netanyahu come to town. Tillerson's fired. That provokes a response. John Bolton is hired. That provokes a response. Then Trump says something completely stupid, which is anti-Israel, and says, I'm going to pull the troops out of Syria. That provokes a response. Then he says, no, the troops are going to stay. Everybody goes on Twitter, everybody goes on Facebook, and starts broadcasting their opinion about this stuff. And Zuckerberg is sitting there, he told Congress, yeah, we record everything, and we're totally biased. Now, you know, as much as we get on Twitter and we set out the map in opposition to the war, of the picture of the Greater Israel Project, you don't think Putin knows about the Greater Israel Project? What's to say he's not in on it? He knows about it. He knows what happened on 9/11. He's not stupid.
Okay, John, we got to go to a top of the hour break. Hold on. Daryl, I want to get your response to this when we get back. See you in a couple minutes, folks. Stick around. More to come. The airplane is docked. The door is open. All you have to do is board it with a phone call. Be right back.
A price. And I'll keep paying.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.